ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण. टुडे वी आर टेकिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 20 टेक्स्ट 14 एंड 15. अश्यताम हि अरविंदाक्ष ग्रहयताम अरहनम चना भुज्यांतम शांति निवारात उष्यताम यदि रच्यते. Translation, the purport is for the next. This translation, O king with the eyes like the petals of lotus, kindly come, sit down and accept whatever reception we can offer. We have a supply of Nivara rice that you may kindly take. And if you so desire, stay here without hesitation. Sri Dushyanta Uvacha उपनम इदं शुभ्रो जातया कशिकन्यये स्वयं हि वृणुते राजां कन्यका सदृशं वरुं. किंग दुष्यंत रिप्लाइड, ओ शकुंतला, विथ ब्यूटिफुल आईब्रोज यू हैव टेकन योर बर्थ इन अ फैमिली ऑफ ग्रेट सेंट विश्वामित्र. And your reception is quite worthy of your family. Aside from this, the daughters of the king generally select their own husband. Purport. In her reception, Maharaj Dushyanta, Shakuntala clearly said, Your Majesty may stay here and you may accept whatever reception I can offer. Thus she indicated that she wanted Maharaj Dushyanta as her husband. As far as Maharaj Dushyanta was concerned, he desired Shakuntala as his wife from the very beginning. As soon as he saw her, so the agreement to unite as husband and wife was natural. To induce Shakuntala to accept the marriage, Maharaj Dushyant reminded her that as the daughter of a king, she could select her husband in the open assembly. In the history of Aryan civilization, there have been many instances in which famous princes have selected their husband in open competition. For example, it was in such a competition that Sita Devi accepted Lord Ramchandra as her husband, and that Draupadi accepted Arjuna, and there are many other instances. So marriage by agreement or by selecting one's own husband in an open competition is allowed. There are 8 kinds of marriage, of which marriage by agreement is called Gandharva marriage. Generally, the parents select the husband or wife for their daughter or son. But Gandharva marriage taken place by personal selection. Still, although marriage by personal selection or by agreement took place in the past, we find no such thing as divorce by disagreement. Of course, divorce by disagreement took place among the low class men, but marriage by agreement was found even in the very highest classes, especially in the royal Kshatriya families. Maharaj Dushyanta's acceptance of Shakuntala as his wife was sanctioned by Vedic culture. How the marriage took place is described in the next verse. Hare Krishna. First of all, I needed the blessing from all these Vaishnavas, so that I can be able to speak something about the pastime of Srimad Bhagavatam. So I'm sure you're all praying for that. Hare Krishna. Actually, the it is an ashram of Kanva Rishi. Shakuntala was alone there. So when Dushyanta entered to the ashram with great culture, this lady Shakuntala, she is trying to give her the proper reception. Actually, this is the culture, Vedic culture. Suppose if anybody is not there, this, especially these ladies, young ladies, they normally they feel shy. But their one important job is that if any guest comes, even in Vedic culture, they may not be having much opulent things, but they should remove some seating arrangement they will give. Normally mat they put, and some water for the atithi who comes. This is the culture. Then rest of the thing, somebody else will take care. The seniors will come, elders will come. These are the things, the Vedic culture. So here, reception of Maharaj Dushyanta was Shakuntala. When she was addressing, "Your Majesty, you may stay here. You may accept whatever reception I am offering." So here, thus she is indicating that she wanted Dushyanta as her husband. This is a natural thing sometimes. And when we were in school days, we used to hear this Dushyanta and Shakuntala stories, very, very famous. Like, you know, here what happens is, No family members were there, but by each of them decided, they agreed for selecting their own husband and wife. So for student class, it really, you know, it's quite memorable, because without our elders also, this such thing has been taken place, you know. So this was quite memorable. And how can it possible? But here again, the Shastra has made some arrangement for such cases also. Here also, even Dushyanta, by seeing her, he could accept her as his wife. So Shastra has provided some provisions. Such marriage, individually they select themselves. So Shastra has provided, that's called Gandharva Vivaha. They can accept. It was there. So this particular name, Gandharva Vivaha, and this particular thing, people could pick up all those things very easily, you know. This was even in school days, even I remember. How could it possible without elders? Because normally marriage means the parents, they select a boy and they select a girl. It's an arranged marriage like. But this is a special case in the history. This is also, there is a way out. So Maharaj Dushyanta, then he suggests her that even the Kshatriya princess, they got, you know, they can publicly, they can go and select their husband in an open assembly. That is called Swayam Vara. They are selecting their own Vara husband. That was the particular condition has been put for these Kshatriyas. And in the assembly of, they said it's an assembly of Aryan civilization, highly civilized culture, it is shown. And here it is given, even Prabhupada in purport is giving, showing. Then even in the assembly of Aryan civilized people, even Sita Devi accepts Lord Ramchandra and Swayamvara. Ramchandra, of course, there was a condition. He broke on the bow of Shivji's bow. Nobody could lift it, only Ramchandra could do it. So this was some condition. Same way, Draupadi, she could do, find out her own Vara husband Arjuna. They will see the capacity of the person. There are so many instances like that. With their own selection. This is called Gandharva Vivaha. And they personally they select. But in scripture particularly, the samskara is most important. Such thing, whatever this Vivaha samskara, and that should be authentic. It should be as per the religious activities, and it should be sanctioned by the Vedic culture. That is the principle they adopt. That's why it's called Vivaha Yajna. And Vivaha Yajna means that is keeping the Lord in center, and they perform this samskara, and that is auspicious. It's auspicious because they keep Lord in center, even the Vaishnavas. The event is blessed by the Supreme Lord. It is that. It is auspicious, it's pure. And even husband and wife, after entering to Grahastha Ashram, they can do their spiritual advancement. This is Vivaha Yajna and entering to Grahastha Ashram Dharma. Now, present days, it is very subject, you know, it's very special subject. This marriage subject is huge subject, but we have to just see particular what is concerned for us. The present days, this samskara is not given much importance, you know. It is, they do not know it is Grahastha Ashram, you know, it is performance of spiritual advancement. Grahastha Ashram, it is called Grahastha Ashram. Ashram means they perform, they keeping Lord in center, they'll perform all sort of austerity and service to please the Lord. That is Grahastha Ashram. So now the people are not giving much importance for this samskara. What happens is, boy wants to take advantage. Sometimes girl wants to take advantage. There's a competition. There's no cooperation. The competition is there. Because of the Kali Yuga's, you know, the effect is going faster. Even the characteristic curve also, it is not slowly going like, you know. Now it is very sharp cutting. It's very, you know, not that it is cutting very sharp, straight like. There's not gradually raising. Even we were thinking that the Ghora Kali Yuga still has got lot. It's 4,32,000 years, but we are just 5,000 years. But even such type of samskaras got so much degraded, and there are so many reasons for that, because they have not got the opportunity to understand what is the real samskara, what is real Grahastha Ashram. This knowledge is not there. So that's why Srila Prabhupada always used to feed this particular thing. He wanted to give all over, he wanted to exhibit all those things all over the world. He tried his level best, plus our Krishna conscious movement is also trying their level best to feed those such people, to remove them, make them come out from this illusion. And especially they'll try to see the more benefit, you know, in material way the people will see, try to see more benefit just in a marriage type of thing, which is normally it is material. Spiritual part is very rarely shown. Even a purohit, the performing marriage, even that person who is performing the mantras, all those things, they are not bothered what the meaning is also. They are taking a vow. So those vow is so important, especially in Kali Yuga, with hearing and understanding that vow, plus taking all the blessings from all the great saintly people, devotees, plus it is held front of the Supreme Lord. This blessing can protect them from that oath in Kali Yuga. Otherwise, it's very difficult. So here, actually, I wanted to, today's thing, even today's Mother Sita's appearance day also, consort of Lord Sri Ramchandra, you can see, they are standing on the altar. So, these, Prabhupada has mentioned, especially the Sita Devi plus Draupadi. These are the two characters, great souls whom we can really glorify their particular chastity, no? Chastity, Pativrata Dharam, chastity, most important. Especially these two exalted devotees, Sita and Draupadi. In every step, we can take their example. And the first quality, even what they had, we can just take out one or two qualities. And their tolerance power. The tolerance power of Sita, as soon as Lord Ramchandra gets exiling for 14 years, so immediately he comes and these all stories, you all are knowing it, but we have to repeat. So he comes and gives the instruction to Sita, because this, whatever the both or this punishment, it is just for me, it is not for you. So you stay at in the palace and remain. Within 14 years I will be back. So it is not your, you are not to fulfill this. So immediately Sita, she asked Lord Ramchandra, when my father Janakaraj, when he was giving Kanyadan to you, he took a vow that even in any circumstances, in distress or happiness, she will be your Ardangini and she will take the total responsibility to serve you. So with this instruction, now you are making me to stay in Ayodhya, it means you are breaking the promise of my father. This is not fair. I'll definitely come with you. I'll ready to stay there. This requires a very high tolerance power, actually. We feel it very easy, like, and it's really very tough. Otherwise, people will find out their own way, like, now 14 years he's going, let me arrange my own system to stay. Present days, even all the people will pressurize them. Their parents will pressurize everybody. Don't go. You are so delicate, you can't stay in the forest. But it's very tough. Forget about forest. Nowadays, shifting from one city to other ordinary village, even ladies are not ready to go. So this was, even the alliance comes from Bombay. The girl has to go to somewhere in the transfer or somewhere, some village, they'll refuse the alliance. So this is very toughest thing, high tolerance power. These are all spiritual subject, actually. These people, they are all the great exemplary things. We have to meditate. More and more we have to do the meditation. And same way even Draupadi, if you see, this tolerance power for her. And tolerating five husbands itself is a highest power problem, tolerance, five husbands. And not only that, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was waged her in gambling match without asking her permission. Without asking her permission or her consent. And nobody would, people present, if you bring the same thing, the present condition, what would be the reaction of the girls nowadays? Impossible, forget that. So this is the tolerance power. Not only that, she stayed 12 years in the forest, and 1 year, Ajnatavas. This is the tolerating power. And she was tolerating up to the Kurukshetra war. Dushasana made her, stripped her, made her naked, all these things, she was tolerating. Everything she was tolerating. And she was protecting everything. So this was the thing, we can see the tolerating power. And even Sita Devi is, if you see, she had lots of patience. This is one of the highest quality what she had, especially this present generation. Here it is given. Earlier there was no name as diverse. Very low caste community, low conscious people used to do it. Especially Kshatriyas, they never used to do. Or Aryans, high level people, there was no name of diverse. But the present generation, people diverse, give diverse disagreement just for small reasons. You may, very funny reasons, you know. Anything is little reduction is there for their enjoyment or facility, they immediately give diverse. A person lost a job, forget if he lost the job, but highest problem is he will worry, I may lose my wife also, divorce, you know, that is the thing. She has agreed with the marriage arrangement with higher salary. Now the person has lost the job, so there's a fear of losing his work as well as service as well as wife also. So this is the greatest problem nowadays, because little, very small reason, they are not having a tolerating power at all. Really little reason, no adjusting power at all. Even though Prabhupada says, Kshatriya ladies, they had the freedom of selecting a husband, their own husband. But once they take the vow, there's no change. Till death, there won't be any changing husband. Or they will never even think about it. No change at all. That is called the perfect civilization. Even the person might go handicapped, something takes place. No. And even Sita Devi in forest, she was there for 14 years. And without any complaint, it's very difficult. Without any complaint, it's the biggest austerity. Even if we forget about Sita, even men, they can't stay in the forest. When we go for the yatras and all, sometimes we have to stay some of that, accommodation may not be proper. Some of the tent and all. It will be very difficult for us. We say, only one day is enough. Now, second day, I'll just quit this place. You know, that will come in our conscience. Austerity is very, very difficult thing it is to do. Even Sita Devi, when she has been kidnapped by Ravan, one of the great qualities that she was all the moment she was meditating about Ram. And Ravan every day he used to come and he used to express his opulence. You know, it is impossible. Ram cannot even come over here. Don't think about him. I got such an opulent thing. Why you are wasting your time? You just enjoy this, and whatever you are thinking is a big dream. It can't be done at all. How can Ram come over here? It's impossible. Forget him. But she was such a... she had a chastity, is an exemplary. She, all the time she was meditating about Ram. And she had a highest faith. Here the faith comes about, 100% faith. The one day, definitely Ram will come. This is a faith. Even in our devotee's life also. Even devotee's life, any little disturbances in the situation, they'll try to, try to find out some option. Is there anything else is there? There were so many people, I remember, in our earlier days, one of the families come, they were in Krishna conscious, the children were there in Krishna conscious very seriously, but some in exams they got little less marks, so immediately they gave up Krishna conscious. No, I will find out some other way out, something else. So actually this particular materialistic contaminated thing cannot get this quality at all. This is a top class quality which is not connected with the material relationship. So many reasons, like child got less marks, they'll go for something else, like black magic, or we'll go for the find out a horoscope and that sort of thing, because they are not ready to take Krishna conscious fully, so they have to suffer. This is there. That's why chastity means they are taken total shelter and total thing. There's a oath they have taken is 100% foolproof. There's not even 0.01% minus. That is the way. And Prabhupada says, one who takes Krishna conscious, he should be like a chaste woman. You have taken shelter of Krishna, so no other man, no other demigods, no other thing else. Just see one Krishna's lotus feet. He should have that quality. Then he'll attain the topmost perfection. This is Prabhupada mentioned some of them. So here, Sita Devi's austerity is so much. You know, even after Lord Ram, he could go and conquer Lanka, and finally the war got over. Then again, Ram said to Sita, if at all you, wherever you want to go, you can go. You know, this option he has put. You know, after waiting so much time, Lord is not saying, Ramchandra has not said, he gave the option to her, you decide wherever you want to go. You stayed so much time here, now which is best for you, you can go there. But Sita, of course, she was meditating all the time, but she has tolerated it. And this is the highest toleration we have to do. Especially this life of ladies, they needed more tolerance. Especially to, I could find it. And Lord is, they got more tolerance power than the man especially. It is a mercy and award from the nature. Because even if you see the pregnancy, they have to tolerate 9 months, they have to carry, you know, such a tough thing. If you practically see, 9 months, very carefully you have to carry that, this. And after that, after the delivery, again, not only the next day the child, when it gets this birth, he will never start, papa, mama, nothing. Again, she have to take care of this. Lots of tolerance is needed. That's why they say it's abala, but they are very powerful. One who can tolerate all those things, that community, that has got a very special power, Lord has awarded them. It's a mercy, actually. It's just to bring up one child, you can understand how much pain they have to take. And practically when we see, we understand this. The faith and their total conviction, and they are totally committed, and that oath which what they have taken, they are keeping Krishna in center and they are taking the oath, they could able to fulfill it. This is only a thing. Otherwise, it's impossible. And moreover, after that, Lord Ramchandra has taken her back to Ayodhya, he got coronated again. Plus, she became pregnant. In that time, Lord Ramchandra asked Lakshman, just take her and keep her in some forest and come back. He's rejected her. You know? Still, she was tolerating how much power she had. So that's why we can understand the ladies, what a power they had, what a tolerating power, and plus the faith in the process. They got such a faith in the process. That is most important. And totally they are depending upon Lord. The patience and faith 100%. Nothing is, you know. Lord banished her straight away. Lord banished Sita. And when we were hearing Ramayana when we were in the school days, and I said, what is this? How can he do that? And we were feeling so much pity. How could Ram do that, sending Sita in that condition? She was already been tested by Agni Pariksha and all. She is so pure. How could you see that? These are the things what we can... And how, when we feel so much, how much Sita could have been, you know, undergone the pain. So this is the particular thing of the chastity. That is the power of her husband, actually. The chastity is the power of a husband, a power of the family. Chastity of a woman is a power of the family. The power comes automatically. Everything will be glorious. It is said in Vedic culture. So here, when the especially today, it's an appearance of Mother Sita Devi. So it's a very wonderful day for meditating this principle. Now, at the present days, people are, you know, only if they give money, they'll get return some with some interest. They have this tendency. But as per the Shastra, whatever you give to the nature, like you are really giving love or you are giving compassion, serving, these are the quality when you have tolerating power, austerity, service. So same thing you will get returned back with hundredfold. This is sure. This is also an account. I kept some fixed deposit in the bank, so much thousands or lakhs rupees, I'll be getting return. But your day-to-day life, whatever the best thing, the transcendental qualities you are giving to the people, serving to the people, you'll get back the reward 1,000 times to you. Suppose instead of that, if you give anger, frustration, you feel some cruel type of activities, it will be rewarded you 1,000-fold. This is the nature. We only consider the money part. You will get interest for that. No, even the activities, dharma, whatever your activities, that will be returned to you back. Shabda Brahma, this is so important. Even it is the nature's law. The Sita, such an austerity, such an faith with the principle. They were very pure, very perfect. The result will be pure only. Nothing to worry. It will be automatically created. This faith they had. It's the same way in our Krishna consciousness also. So whatsoever things comes, we have to be totally pure. And we have to tolerate it. Suppose Prabhupada says somebody is giving you, you know, bad words, don't be tit for tat. Be careful. Tolerate it. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us Trinadapi Sunishchena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sada. You have to be tolerant more than that. Blade of grass, you have to be tolerant like blade of grass. You have to humbler than the blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and give all respect to others. In that condition, we can remember the Lord, chant the holy name. Even little demonical quality, we cannot fulfill the perfection of human life. That's why the Krishna consciousness, 100% Krishna consciousness is needed. We have to strive for that. All the time we have to strive for that, 100%. Not in little, like that if you see everyone in Bharatvarsha, all are devotees. But whereas Prabhupada says, we have to become 100% devotees. 100% that divine quality we have to attain before departure from this body. So this is only way is Krishna consciousness. In that Krishna consciousness, association of devotees, chanting the holy name, You all know about it. Four regulative principle and attending most of the yatras so that we can progress on spiritual life. So, in Sita Devi's life today thing, what a wonderful way they have exhibited their chastity, and that chastity protected them totally. And their entire mercy is given by the Lord. So, our best thing is that we have to Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya and chant this Maha Mantra. It has contained everything. All the quality automatically in the present days we will attain. We don't know what will happen because it is Kali Yuga, but by taking shelter of Krishna, one thing is sure, we can protect ourselves 100%. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Any question? Just or comments? Yes. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Tai Gaur Premanande.